It's time for another Motomoto album review. My name is MJ Omoto and welcome to Motomoto Music. This time around, I decided to take the album review to Namibia with KP Illest and his 2019 album Faith and Favor, which was released on November 22nd last year. It comprises 13 tracks, 7 features, and a 46-minute runtime with multiple producer placements. The album cover sees KP Illest with a halo, looking like he is praying, and the entire surface is a watercolor version of the image. I'm not entirely sure what the significance is, but my guess is with faith, you get favor, and for him to see the favor he's seeing in his life and also his musical career, his faith and discipline saw him through. Inspiration is one of the most awesome opening tracks I've heard on an African album recently. Talk about a pace-setting, hard-hitting number that not only introduces the artist, but fittingly makes the audience feel who the artist is. Kenny K also came through to give a great account of himself by adding something catchy to what KP Illest already did. There's something I do want to applaud on the song Faith. Besides getting the exceptional talents of Monique English, KP Illest challenged his own delivery standards and absolutely nailed it. What I like the most is he wasn't scared to dare himself to sound totally different. Those are the hallmarks of great musicians in my opinion. As if that wasn't fantastic by itself, Jealousy is another unconventional song to come from KP Illest based on his previous catalog. I mean, man is hip-hop through and through, but finding a hip-hop Afrofusion sound that really works for just about any crowd isn't an easy thing to do. But KP Illest did it. I must add that Blackjacks and Brown Classics totally nailed the production. I can also add the hit song Dolce & Gabbana and Energy onto that list with dope hip-hop Afrofusion by KP Illest. It makes sense that these songs have videos and are the lead singles from this particular album. The sound is exactly what the market needs, and it satisfies KP Illest's rap core while giving us the tunes we like to dance to as his fans. The song Favor has undertones of a 90s R&B jam with that SWV-esque kind of chorus, but containing a modern twist. While listening to this tune and getting into the song I Know, I just felt like KP Illest is somewhat a Kanye West fan. The flow of the songs, the vividness of the production, and the most important small detail, just those little additions, just those little things to nice things up, were reminiscent of something I think Kanye would do and has offered us on his albums. He's a perfectionist, right? So I think maybe KP Illest might be too. What I would say is the beat selection on Faith and Favor was absolutely top-notch. You know when you listen to an album and from song to song you feel like the journey is only getting better? That isn't a fluke. Man knows how to make a project, and I reckon he really wanted to prove a point on Faith and Favor, and in my opinion, he did. Delivery-wise, I see a much more composed rapper, not trying to rap or show that he can rap, but really comfortable in their element being who they are, but also staying current. KP Illest changed flows enough times throughout Faith and Favor. It was more times than I cared to count. What it shows you though is how versatile he is. I'd say my only point of improvement on this album is that on some songs the vocal similarity in the mixing and mastering didn't provide a point of consistency when he jumped from one track to the other. It's not overly evident to be fair, but I mean, it's there. What I like about KP Illest lyrically is that he has the cadence, a good flow, which is versatile but isn't overly philosophical. This makes for excellent, easy on the ear hip hop that is simple to vibe to, and you can genuinely enjoy it without the pressure of being for the culture. I can listen to KP Illest anytime, anywhere, and that's what I like in my hip hop. It was a nice touch to name the album Faith and Favor. while having two separate tracks where one is titled Faith and the other one's titled Favor. It's that subtle detailing that elevates projects. It's small, but it's a nice touch. It's a really, really nice touch. It was also pretty cool when KB Illest ended the album with a poem kind of monologue after the song Ubuntu, which became another song on a totally boom bap kind of vibe where he shows he can actually spit bars. And this was all the same track. It's like 7 minutes long. He just doesn't play. This was really cool and a nice surprise at the end of the album. Overall, I can totally see the growth and the difference between the KP Illest that gave us Price of Ambition and this KP Illest in 2019, giving us, well, 2020 now, giving us Faith and Favor. Songs that make the album such a vibe are I Know, Ready When You Are, Faith, Inspiration, Energy, Jealousy, Favor, Dolce & Gabbana. I really enjoyed listening to this album, and KP Illest has a wonderful selection of music to have a constant platform and a great audience. So the burning question is, should you listen to this album? I'd say, yeah, definitely do. Especially if you love hip-hop, but also appreciate a bit of Afrobeats fusion in there as well. Yeah, you'd enjoy this one. The album is available for streaming everywhere, really. Yeah, everywhere, online. KP Illest, Faith and Favor. And of course, do check out more content on the website, motomotomusic.com. Like, subscribe, and comment.